It's the old radio comedy podcast.
It's episode 69 of season 2, in time for another classic comedy radio show from the golden age of radio. Life with Dexter was a popular Australian radio sitcom from 1953 to 1964, which ran for more than 500 episodes and also aired on New Zealand and South African radio. It starred Willie Fennell as Dexter Dutton, a traditional suburban man and a bit of a dingbat, as described by Radio Echoes. The show follows the daily misadventures of he, his wife Jessie, and his two children, Ashley and Janie. Unfortunately for old-time radio fans, only 25 episodes of the show exist to this day. Sit back and relax for the episode, Art Union Ticket.
The Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes pleasure in presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter. Christmas comes but once a year, and maybe that's just as well for the Dutton family. Only a few days ago, things became awfully complicated, and it all began one morning at the breakfast table.
Well, it's less than a week to Christmas. Oh, hasn't this year simply flown?
Flown? Everyone's been jet-propelled since I turned 30.
Well, I reckon this year's crawled. Seems like 10 years since last Christmas.
Youth. Wonderful youth. You're only a boy, son, but you wait.
Oh, I can wait, Dad. I'm not anxious to get old like you and Mum, or even middle-aged like Janie.
I beg your pardon?
Well, I like that.
Ashley, pass me my shawl. It's hanging on your father's wheelchair.
You're calling me middle-aged, and I'm still a teenager.
Look, son, it might interest you to know that your mother and I are in the prime of life.
Oh, well, gee, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to start anything.
Your father and I are comparatively young parents. You'll find lots of your friends have parents much older than us.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Some of them have bald spots like that all over their head.
Ashley!
Look, young man, if you should be wondering what to buy me this Christmas, I'd like a moustache cup or some chewing tobacco.
Well, look, gee, let's change the subject. No. Every time I open my mouth, I get a foot stuck in it.
Daddy, what are you getting Mummy for Christmas this year?
Oh, anything her dear heart desires. Within reason.
Oh, what do you call within reason, dear?
Within 2 or 3 pounds.
Oh. Well, that's nice. I've always wanted a new clothes basket and some more pegs.
Jessie, if I win first prize in that art union, you can have anything you want.
Why, thank you, dear. Is that the one you and Kimberly have a half share in each?
That's the one. If our ticket wins, we'll each get 15,000.
15,000? Suffering jellyfish. If you win it, Dad, can I have a racing bike with white mudguards?
You can have a racing bike with heliotrope mudguards.
Oh, Daddy, could I buy the 20-guinea ballerina in Manning's window?
Certainly, Janie. 2, if you wish.
Oh!
And what would you like, Jessie?
Oh, just a new refrigerator with a combination deep freeze.
Yes, well, it's all settled. If KG and I win 15,000 each in the Arts Union, you can have those as Christmas presents.
Dexter, you don't think there's any possibility of my getting a deep freeze whether you win or not? Dexter, did you hear what I said?
Mum, you're getting your deep freeze right now.
May I come in, Jessie, dear?
Oh, good morning, Clara. I'm just doing a little measuring. Mm-hmm. I'm making sure my new refrigerated deep freeze unit will fit in this position.
Oh, don't tell me, dear. Is Dexter buying you one for Christmas?
Oh, yes, definitely. On one condition.
Mm-hmm.
If he and Kimberly win first prize with their ticket in the art union.
Oh, then you might as well measure your head for a diamond tiara, dear. You've got as much chance of getting that.
Oh, I know, dear. I'm merely daydreaming. What I'll really get for Christmas is either a bottle of perfume or a pair of nylons.
Oh, well, at least you know they're nylons. One year, Kimberly bought me a pair of sheer ribbed Lyle. And last year, he promised me a wonderful time-saving gadget for the kitchen, dear. Well, I thought I was getting an electric cake mixer or an electric fryer.
Oh, what did you get?
One of those bean slices with a razor blade.
Dear, what it must be like to be one of the filthy rich.
Yeah, well, I don't even want to be filthy rich, dear. I'll settle for just being a little grubby.
Well, one never knows, Clara. Someone has to win this Interstate Art Union. And at least our husband's invested in a ticket.
Oh, yes, dear, you're quite right. Our husband's ticket has quite as much chance of landing first prize as the 99,999 others.
Oh, yes, when you put it that way, our chance does seem pretty slim.
It's slim, all right, Jessie. It's as slim as Kimberly is the opposite.
Tell me one thing. What's the first thing you'll buy if we should take out the prize? We'll get 15,000 each.
Oh, Jessie. I'll buy a new washing machine. Our present one is old and worn out. Just look at me.
Oh, don't exaggerate. You have a washing machine in your laundry, and it's not so bad.
Not so bad? Jessie, many years ago, a clever man invented an electric washing machine, and do you know what?
Know what?
I think I've got his original demonstrator.
There's no doubt about it, Christmas brings its problems. What with all the Christmas shopping to do, meals to plan, and holidays to think about, we're lucky if we don't overlook something. And that's why tonight I'd like to remind you not to take risks with your money over the holiday period. Don't carry too much money with you, and don't leave it in the home. It takes only a minute to slip into any Commonwealth Savings Bank office and deposit any surplus money you may have. In the Commonwealth Savings Bank, your money is completely safe and available to you whenever you want it. And here is a special holiday service called the Traveler's Cash System. If you are going on holidays, call at your local Commonwealth Savings Bank and ask about this traveler's cash system. The bank will arrange for you to withdraw money at the place where you are going. Then take your passbook with you and enjoy yourself without any worry about money. There are friendly officers of the Commonwealth Savings Bank wherever you go. With service like this, it's no wonder over 5 million people bank Commonwealth.
I'm trying to fix my hair, and I can't do it with you staring at me.
Huh? Oh, I'm not staring at you, Compostor. I'm thinking.
With what? Well, go and think somewhere else.
When Dad left for work, it didn't sound very promising for Mum, did it? I mean about the new fridge.
Look, you're on school holidays. Go and play with Snail Gallagher and leave family problems to the grown-ups.
Family problems are my concern, too. After all, aren't I the biggest problem around here?
Oh, you can say that again.
Compost, it's up to you and I to help Mum.
It's up to you and me.
Well, I'm glad you agree. Somehow we've got to see Mum get a new fridge for Christmas.
Oh, yes, they only cost hundreds of pounds. You buy one of those and I'll buy a new piano.
I didn't mean that. I meant it's up to us to persuade Dad to buy it. There must be a way to pry the money loose from Dad.
My sweet little innocent brother. Prying 300 pounds from Daddy would be like prying open a strong room with a toothpick.
Well, not if we use our heads. And even now, I've got something in my head.
Then go take a shower and drown it.
Look, if you're not interested in helping Mum and making her happy for Christmas, then I'm sorry I wasted my time.
Look, Ashley, I admire your sentiments, but how in a million years could we get Daddy to pay for a new refrigerator?
Well, I'm glad you finally got around to asking me, because I can supply the answer. It just so happens I can muck about with our old fridge so that it doesn't work properly.
Oh, I don't doubt it. When you muck about with anything, it doesn't work properly.
But what good will that do? Well, don't you get it? The weather's awfully hot at the moment, and when Dad gets home tonight from a tired, sticky day at the office and finds there's nothing cool to eat or drink in the house, it's going to be a lot easier to talk into a new refrigerator.
Ashley, that's the most fiendish, cruel, wicked thing I've ever heard in all my life. And on top of that, I think it has a certain amount of merit.
Good on you, sis. Sometimes you're all right, for a girl. Will you agree to be in it with me? I guess so. I guess I'd even agree to be in the refrigerator with you if it helped Mummy. But one thing I insist on, Mummy's not to know about it. This is to be on our heads and our heads alone.
Sure, that's the way I want it. This afternoon, Mum's having afternoon tea out with Mrs. Wilmot. That's when I'll jigger up the jigger that makes it cold.
The thermostat. Are you sure you know how to do it?
Do I know how to do it? I'll have you know I'm the best jiggerer up or whatever jiggered up a jigger.
So you see, dear, I just got home a few minutes before you did.
Well, that's all right, Jessie. I'm glad you had a pleasant afternoon with Clara. But what are we going to eat? I'm starving.
You just sit down with the children. I'll bring it in 2 seconds. I've fixed a beautiful dish of cold ham and aspic.
What's the matter? Have you got a cold, son?
No, I'm okay.
Have a good day at the office, Daddy.
Oh, just so-so. What's for dessert, Jessie?
Jelly and ice cream.
Oh, brother. Oh, brother! Jelly and ice cream!
Oh! Well, what's the matter? What's wrong?
Oh! Look at it. Just look at my beautiful ham and aspic. Oh, no.
Ooh.
Oh, Mummy.
Ham and aspic? Looks more like a pig in a sty.
Mom, it's not even cold.
Oh.
Did you forget to put it in the fridge?
I put it in before I went out, but the fridge hasn't been freezing. It's barely cool inside. The butter's soft, the salad's warm, and as for the ice cream, it looks like a bowl of milk.
But nothing's gone wrong with our fridge before. Well, come on, let's take a look at it. Maybe it's turned off.
But it isn't turned off. The motor's running normally, but the thing just isn't freezing.
Well, I guess there's a limit to the lifetime of even a refrigerator.
Uh-huh. Well, open it up, Dad, and let's have a look.
Yeah, there must be...
Slithering jellyfish.
That's just what everything looks like.
Well, the central knob's in the usual position. The motor's running and the power's turned on.
It seems to me like the old boy's just finally given up the ghost.
That's it, all right. This fridge must be as old as Dad, and that's the...
Yes, Ashley?
Well, that's young for a man, but ancient for a fridge.
Well, it's no good standing and looking at it. Might as well go in and eat the gooey mess.
Guess we'll just have to. But I think the children are right, Jessie. This machine has given us service for many years without trouble, and there comes a time when everything just packs up.
That's the way to look at it, Dad.
So, on my way to work tomorrow, I'll call into Wilson's electrical store.
Dexter! Daddy, you mean it?
Well, what else can I do? I'll get Wilson to send a repairman first thing.
Yes, Ashley.
Now that Dad's been gone half an hour, I think you'd better phone Mr. Wilson and tell him not to bother sending a repairman.
Why?
Because I can fix the fridge in half a minute.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
He ought to be able to fix it on account of he's the one who unfixed it. Death Adder and I were entirely responsible.
But why? Why would you do a thing like that?
Well, we thought it might convince Daddy you needed a new one for Christmas. But it didn't work.
You...
Oh, no. Yeah.
Children, what's all the hilarity about? May I come in?
Oh, Clara, I have two of the most thoughtful scoundrels for children. Ashley, tell Clara what you did.
Well, we wanted Mum to get a new fridge for Christmas, so I fixed this old one so it wouldn't stay cold.
Oh. We imagined if Daddy had a warm cold tea last night, he'd be easily talked into spending some money.
Oh, children. Oh, what a wonderful idea. I wish I'd thought of it. And it worked?
No, the only money Dexter agreed to spend is for a repairman.
Oh. Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get to work and do a job that even a repairman can't fix.
Oh, no, Clara, we can't do that.
I can, dear. I'll stick a bomb under it if you like.
Oh, no. We'll forget about it. If I ever do get a new fridge, I want to trade this one in so I can't have it ruined. Oh, dear. I guess the only way I'll get my Christmas present is if our husband's ticket wins the Art Union.
Oh, great chance of that happening, dear. I believe it's drawn this morning, so we'll soon be able to eliminate that possibility.
Will the results be announced in the paper?
No, Janie. It's an interstate art union, and they don't print the results in our papers.
But if Dad and Mr. Wilmot win a prize, they'll be told, won't they?
Oh, definitely, dear, definitely. They're sure to be notified in some way.
Yes, well, right now I'd better start thinking about phoning Mr. Wilson, and Ashley, you'd better start fixing my one and only fridge.
You know, Jessie, dear, I'm almost tempted to get Ashley to come into my place and put my old washing machine out of action.
Well, I will if you want me to, Mrs. Wilmot.
No, you wouldn't do any more good than you've done here. Kimberly mightn't even spend money on a repairman. He'd probably buy me a pair of rubber gloves and tell me to get back to the copper.
Dexter!
Were you calling me, or is there a smash outside?
Dexter, if you're going to be rude to me, I won't tell you the good news.
Good news? You mean I'm going to get a Christmas bonus?
I said good news, not miraculous news.
No.
People only get bonuses for doing something exceptional during the year. You haven't done anything.
I haven't done anything. I'm the backbone of the firm, that's all.
Backbone? You're not even a filleted funny bone. Anyhow, do you want to hear the news or not?
Well, yes, I can hardly wait. What is it?
You remember the raffle we went in for beer and scotch and Christmas wines?
Yeah, we shared a ticket between us. Did we win a prize?
We won first prize.
What?
6 dozen beer, 3 dozen bottles of scotch, and 4 dozen mixed wines.
Oh, that's wonderful. I haven't won anything in years.
I've arranged for the stuff to be delivered to my home before Christmas. I've also worked out how we'll share it. You can have 4 dozen beer and I'll have 2.
Well, is that fair?
Certainly. To balance it up, I'll have 2 dozen scotch and you'll have 1.
Yeah. Well. Oh, no, you don't. That doesn't work out fair.
Very well, if you're going to be niggly about it. I'll take a couple of bottles of wine less than you.
3 bottles less.
All right. Oh, you strike a hard bargain, Dutton. 3 bottles.
Ha, I'm not as silly as I look, you know. Gee, I must phone Jessie and tell her the good news.
Ring her from here now. Claire is probably with her, or Jessie can tell her.
Yeah. You know, they're going to be awfully surprised. I haven't won a raffle since I won a tea cozy at a kindergarten fete. Hello, Jessie? Yes, dear, I've got a wonderful surprise for you. You won't believe it, but it's true on my word of honor. KG and I just won first prize with a ticket we were sharing. We'll have a terrific Christmas this year because the prize... Jessie? Oh.
What happened? Did she faint?
She just groaned and said, Clara. Then she must have dropped the phone back on the hook. I'd better call her again.
No, don't do that. Let's keep part of the news for when we get home.
Well, I knew Jessie would act surprised, but not that surprised.
All this talk about Christmas gives us something to think about. For instance, a few minutes ago I spoke about the safety of your money during the holidays. And now I would like to talk about something even more important, your safety and the safety of other people. And to come quickly to the point, will you do all you can to make this an accident-free Christmas? Year after year, the Christmas season, a season of rejoicing, friendship, and goodwill, is marred by accidents. So much so that it becomes a season of pain and sorrow for many people. Most accidents could be prevented if all of us were more careful, more thoughtful, and more considerate. Remember, a little extra care on your part may save the life of someone you love or someone dear to other people. And now a word to all the boys and girls. Don't play on the roads or in places where there is danger. Don't go swimming in places where help is not close by in case you get into difficulties. And so, everyone, let us all combine to make this a happy Christmas for everyone.
Oh, Ashley, dear, Ashley, get your mother a glass of water. Oh, Jessie, dear, Jessie, speak to me. What's the matter? Oh, Jessie.
Hurry up with the water.
Oh, it's all right. I don't need water. I'll be right in a moment.
Hey, what's the bad news, Mum? Is Grandma coming to stay with us again?
No, it's good news. It's unbelievable news.
Our husband's ticket won first prize! First prize?
Oh, where's the glass of water? I think I need it.
Mom, did you say first prize?
That's what I said. I'd have thought Dexter was joking, only he swore on his honor it was the truth.
£30,000.
15,000 each? 15,000?
15,000 greenback fiddlies.
Oh, it can't be true. I can't. Oh, pinch me so hard, Ashley, to prove I'm awake.
Sure.
Ow! Oh! Well, I'm either awake or there's a funnel web in me bed.
Mummy, who are you phoning?
I'm calling your father right back to make sure.
Oh, they probably left the office already, dear, and they're heading for home.
Oh, the number's engaged.
Well, of course we should have realized. The number will be busy for ages with the congratulations and then cancelling appointments, etc. Yes, we'll have to forget the phone, dear, and wait till they get home.
Well, if you ask me, they won't be able to get away for some time. This is the day they have their staff Christmas party, and now they'll be obliged to have a double celebration.
Yes, that's very true, Jenny. They might have even taken the plug out of the switchboard. Anyhow, we don't really have to check. When Dexter says anything on his word of honor, I know he's not joking.
Say, now I'll be able to get my racing bike with a white mud guard.
And my ballerina. But the main thing is Mummy can get her new deep freeze fridge and Mrs. Wilmot her washing machine.
Oh, of course, dear. Look, Jessie, our husbands will be celebrating at their office and throwing money around like water. Let's follow their example and throw some around like dirty dishwater.
Yes, why not? They can have their little fling with the girls at the office. But we'll have a fling, too.
Yes,
we'll all hop on a bus to Manning's department store and make a very small dent in our 15,000.
Oh, that's the idea, but with one small difference.
What's that?
We'll phone for a hire car.
A little early today. It's after 5:30.
Oh, they're just typical men, dear. Big noting themselves in front of strangers and forgetting all about us. Anyhow, we had a spree this afternoon.
Well, I'll say. Ooh, I can hardly wait for my bike's delivered.
To think I'll have a glorious new frock to wear to Mavis's New Year party.
Oh, Claire, the washing machine you picked out is a dream. Fully automatic.
Mm-hmm. And how about your fridge, dear, with the big deep freeze unit? Oh, it's simply going to make your kitchen, Jessie.
Hi, family, we're home. I'm sure Clara's here, KG.
She's rarely anywhere else.
Daddy, darling.
Welcome home, heroes.
Dexter, how could you be so long getting away from your office?
Well, I mean, we had to celebrate with the staff.
We had to celebrate twice, once for Christmas and once for our big win today.
Oh, Kimberly, dear, we just can't believe it.
How can you both look so calm and composed after what happened?
Well, Jessie, the world can't stop because KG and I won a bit of a prize.
A bit of a prize, the man says. £30,000, and they call it a bit of a prize.
Well, all right, 15,000 each, but that's a fortune.
I ordered my new bike today, and my dress arrives from Manning's tomorrow.
Oh, and just wait till you see Jessie's new fridge and my washing machine.
As our little celebration, we went and ordered our Christmas presents.
Yes.
Where did you women get the idea we won 30,000?
Huh?
We won a small raffle, that's all.
What?
What was that, Kimberly?
Small raffle?
Oh. KG, if I sold half of the prize, what would I get?
About 30 quid, if you're lucky.
Oh.
Clara, how much did you spend?
Oh. 300.
300?
No, it wasn't that much. It was £298.10.
Jessie, I'm frightened to ask, but what did you and the children spend?
£299.18. Well, this can't be true. What? Why didn't you say on the phone you only won a raffle?
Well, you hung up before I finished. All we won was a few dozen bottles of Christmas cheer.
Oh, I'll get it. Oh. I hope it's not any of your stuff being delivered.
Jesse, if we'd won first prize in the Art Union, don't you think we'd have made more fuss about it?
Yeah.
You said you had a wonderful surprise and that I wouldn't believe it. I naturally thought...
Well, of course we naturally thought. How did we know that you two had a ticket at anything else?
Dad, the telegram for you.
Oh, that's just what I need, a telegram with bad news.
Well, who's it from?
Oh, I hit it. Yep. Hold
on to your hats, everybody. KG, our Art Union ticket won the 11th prize.
What?
£600.
£600? 300 each.
Yeah.
It gets us out of our trouble.
It gets my bike and Janie's dress and Mum's fridge and Mrs. Wilmot's washing machine.
Yeah, and it gets KG a box of cigars and me a large packet of cigarettes.
Oh. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas,
Now, tonight, being very close to Christmas, we'd like you to meet the members of the cast in Life of Dexter. Some of you may wonder who plays who in this family program, and often we've received letters asking us to settle little bets and big arguments on this score. So the Commonwealth Saving Bank has asked me to introduce to you the actors themselves. And firstly, may I introduce well-known stage, screen, radio, and TV actress, and she looks as nice as she sounds... Margaret Christensen.
Thank you. I'm Jessie, Dexter's wife. Long-suffering, but I love him just the same.
And now another very talented young actress. Very young, very lovely. Amber May Cecil.
I'm Janie, or as my disrespectful brother calls me, Compost.
And next, may I introduce an outstanding stage and radio player of children's roles, Nature Boy himself, Ray Hartley.
Well, hi, they call me Ashley, but my real name is Death Adder.
And now here is well-known stage, screen, radio, TV actor, dignified and stately.
What did you say?
Kevin Brennan.
I'm K.G. Wilmot, or Kimberly, Dexter's senior partner, and I'd like you to know, head of the Wilmot household.
And next in our cast is that very popular screen, stage, radio, and television actress. And if versatility is the true artist, this is her, Neva Carr-Blinn.
Thank you. Thank you, John, dear. Well, I play the part of Clara Wilmot, and let me say I love it. I have a lot of fun out of it. And if it wasn't Christmas time, I'd really show Kimberly who is the head of the Wilmot household.
And last, but by no means least, the man who not only created the show, but writes it and plays the leading role, Willie Purnell.
Well, thank you very much. I play the poor, downtrodden character, Dexter. I'd like to thank you, John Dunn, very much for introducing us each week to the very many people who listen to the show throughout Australia. And on behalf of the cast, I'd like to thank all you good people who listen in every week and inspire us to really work. I'd also like to thank our sponsors, the Commonwealth Savings Bank, who bring you this show. And now, on our own behalf and that of the Commonwealth Savings Bank, we'd all like to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas,
everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Life with Dexter is produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Purnell. And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy Life with Dexter the same time next week from this station. Meanwhile, it's Merry Christmas from the Commonwealth Savings Bank. And remember, you'll always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account.
That was the episode Art Union Ticket from Life with Dixta. A reminder that if you're thinking of adopting a cat or a dog, I hope you'll consider giving a special needs pet a forever home, elderly or hearing, eyesight, or limb impaired. And if you can't adopt, consider giving your time or your money to your local animal shelter and to special needs pets. See you here on Monday for another classic comedy radio show. I'm Greg Fordyce. Thanks for listening.
Oh, pinch me so hard, Ashley, to prove I'm awake.
Sure. Ow! Oh!